memory verse, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. The measure of the first century church was in their likeness to Jesus Christ. The measure of us is in our likeness to Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the power that we've seen. We've seen it historically. We have the written word here with the written accounts. We've seen it personally. We've heard the testimonies from others, how your power has done marvelous works in the lives of mankind. Lord, as we consider the first century church and we think about the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God that was upon them, Lord, we pray that as we get up each morning, as we take each step of the day, Lord, that we would be conscious of the fact that we need to be living holy lives. Because certainly through holiness is a way to access that power, to let your word, Lord, have free course in our lives, have rule over our lives. Lord, we're here this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to us through your word, through your messenger. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me to page 10, if you would. We'd started our lesson last week. We got partway through it, and I ran out of time. It seems like class isn't very long sometime. Turn with me in your Bible to Acts chapter 19, verse 18. Acts chapter 19 and verse 18. Acts chapter 19 and verse 18. We'll read verses 18, 19, and 20. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious artworks, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. We see that as the first century Christians forsook sin and lived holy lives, we see that God's word grew mightily. God's word grew mightily and spread mightily. It did that when? When they realized their sin, when they looked at their sin, when they turned away from it. And here we see them bringing things to be burned here, to get rid of, to get out of their lives that did not belong in their lives. And they're bringing them here, and we're seeing the value of it. And certainly we could probably even guess that in this pile are idols. Here the city of Ephesus, obviously the great goddess Diana, here they worship her. Here much trade is done because of this temple, the temple to the goddess Diana. And it looks like they had been caught up in who knows how much of it. And here Paul preaching God's word, and the people brought the stuff. They brought it and they laid it at the altar and they said, Lord, this shouldn't have been in my life, and it's not going to be in my life anymore. Thank God for his forgiveness. We can bring those things that don't belong in our lives, and we can leave them at the altar and pray God that we would live holy lives. Turn with me to Acts chapter 20. We're going to pick up in our lesson on page 10 down at the bottom. In Acts 20, Paul recapped in his parting words to the Ephesian elders the things that help us to become Christians who are growing in Christ-likeness. Acts chapter 20, verse 24 through 32. Acts 20, 24 to 32. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, and not sparing the flock, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day, and with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The measure of the first century church was in their likeness to Jesus Christ. Down at the bottom it says that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, Colossians 1:28. Perfect in Christ Jesus. And that word perfect, we don't look at that as meaning certainly sinless perfection, because that's not the side of the Jordan River, that's on the other side. Perfect we means what? What did Kelly? Completeness, matureness, that we would be perfect, that we would be complete, that we would be mature in Christ Jesus. Do not shun any of the counsel of God. Do not shun any of the counsel of God. In Acts 20, 27, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Do not shun any of the counsel of God. Strong churches are made of Christians who are strong in the Lord because of their obedience to his word. Their obedience to his word. Obedience when it says to pray. Obedience when it says to hide God's word in our heart. Obedience when it says to forsake ourselves and to honor God. Forsake our wishes, our desires. Don't shun the counsel of God. Strong churches are made of Christians who are strong in the Lord because of their obedience to his word. We say that this is the final authority of all matters of faith and practice. This God's word is our final authority. When my life, when the way I'm acting, when what I'm doing doesn't line up with this, then I'm wrong, and I have to bring it in line with this. God's word. We need to obey it. We need to not shun the counsel of it. Then we need to take heed to ourselves. In verse 28, take heed to ourselves. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. And again, here we see the admonition being given to the apostles to feed, but the admonition to us would be to receive it, to not reject it. Take heed therefore unto yourselves. People who are growing in Christ's likeness learn to encourage themselves in the Lord and keep themselves right with God. I think Pastor recently preached a message on this, and somehow I missed it or something. but encourage themselves. How do we do that? We encourage ourselves through taking God's word and reading it. We encourage ourselves through hiding God's word, through memorization, hiding God's word deep down in our heart. We encourage ourselves. Actually, God's word would, I should say, God's word would encourage us. We allow God's word to encourage us. Verse 28, we feed on God's word daily. One third of the world population will go to bed hungry tonight. One third. Wow. We'll go to bed hungry tonight. Is it because there's no food in the world? No. It's because we don't get the food to everybody. The guys down in Florida, when they, Sharon read this, when the crops get too big, the price goes down. So what do? They go in the field and they destroy the crops, the good crops in the field. Destroy them. Food. So the prices can go up on their product. Wow. So the problem that one third of the world's population is going to bed hungry tonight is not because there's no food. It's because it's not distributed right. In verse 28, we see, feed the church of God. The Bible is our food. But many of God's children go days without feeding on it. If we are going to be Christ-like, we've got to feed on God's word. We've got to feed on it. We've got to. You may say, I'm busy. I know. I'm working 6-12s this week. Thank the Lord for the job. There's things in our lives, but we've got to feed on God's word. We've got to do it. Too many people depend on us. There's too many people that we influence around us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. That cloud of witness around us. There's a great crowd that we affect. We can't not feed on God's word. We can't not be ready. When we interact with somebody else at church, we can't not be ready. We've got to be ready. We've got to feed on God's word. We don't dare wake up and go through a day without feeding on it. No, maybe you don't have time in the morning to sit down and read it because of your schedule, but you've still got the memory verses in your mind. They're still there. We go through them every week. You can go through those in your mind. Sometimes I'll be walking through work and I'll just be in my mind. Don't have time to get my cards out or whatever, but just reciting God's word. We as Christians cannot afford the luxury of going the path that other people are going. We've got to feed in God's word. We've got to do it. Parents, your kids are depending on you. Kelly, remind me afterwards. There's a couple young families that I don't see here, and I'm wondering where they are. I'd like to get with you and see what's going on there. I tell you, it's so important. I talked to my kids yesterday. They said, Dad, our house was different than other people's houses. We didn't get to do all the things the other kids did. Our lives were different. Raise your kid in God's word. Raise your kid in church. Raise your kid in never talking about the pastor. I can remember from being little, him talking about having roast pastor on the way home Sunday afternoon. Want your kids to go the wrong way. Boy, talk about the pastor to him in a negative light. You go ahead, and someday you'll cry when they don't go the right way. We got to walk right. Our kids, those around us, they depend on us. We've got to walk right. We've got to read God's word. We've got to hide it in our hearts. We've got to pray. We've got to set ourselves aside. Jesus Christ has to be the most important thing. Then in verse 32, And now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Paul said in verse 32, I command you to God, people who are growing in the Lord, who have Christ formed in them, are people who are commanding all to God. They are trusting God with all things. Commending them to God. Paul said, I'm going to be gone. You won't see me anymore on this earth. Now I'm commending you to the Lord's care. Commending you to the Lord's care. Those burdens that we carry, we need to commend to the Lord's care. Do we still pray for them? Yes. Do we still think about them? Yes. Should they still burden us? No, we have to give them to the Lord's care. Think how different our lives would be if we could commend all things to God for his care, for his guidance, for his protection. The measure of the first century church was in its likeness to Jesus Christ. How do we measure up? Let's pray. Father in heaven, you've given us promises. We've seen the promises have effect in our lives in the past. And yet, Lord, so many times we still come up short. Lord, saw the power of the first century church. Lord, we need that power in this church. We need that power in our lives. And Lord, certainly the way to get that power is not through selfishness and pride, but through submitting our lives to your word, through spending time in prayer, through memorizing your word and hiding it deep down in our hearts so that it's a guiding light to our paths. Lord, I thank you for the folks here today. I thank you for them coming so faithfully. Lord, I pray that you'd help us as we continue through this lesson, through these next 10 weeks, Lord, that we might honor you with our lives, that we might honor you with our steps, we might honor you in prayer and Bible reading. Lord, there's folks that aren't here today. We don't know where they are. Lord, certainly this is a good place to be. These lessons are certainly good lessons. Lord, I pray for folks that aren't here right now. Lord, people shouldn't be missing out on this. We need to hear this. We need to be reminded that we can walk holy lives before you and offer a sacrifice of our lives to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.